Okay, here comes the second Space Monkey postmortem, where I talk a bit about how I feel the week's Space Monkey page has turned out. And this is for number 11, called Fade to Black. A very original title, which I got from divine inspiration. Yes. This one is a bit of a mixed bag. It's not my favorite page. It's probably one of the weaker ones. Definitely not the weakest one. I know I'm not supposed to whine about it, but you gotta be realistic and you gotta assess yourself. Check yourself before you wreck yourself. Basically, the problem with this one was that I had a plan. I had a five-panel layout which focused on the Viking cowgirl. And I thought it was a decent layout, and I thought I was happy with it. And I drew it on Monday morning, and then I did some other stuff for many hours. And then a bit later Monday, I started penciling it. And I penciled quite a long way before I realized that it was crap. The original layout was crap. It wasn't exactly crap. The problem was that it focused on the Viking cowgirl, while this was a pivotal moment for the Space Monkey. So instead of seeing it through the eyes of the Space Monkey, I had done the page through the eyes of the Viking cowgirl, and it didn't work. So in a rush, I had to do another take, and by that time, I really didn't have much time left to well, you can only work so many hours during a day, and I was starting to push myself, and, you know, when you push yourself, the quality might get worse. So what I did was I basically improvised a page. I did the whole layout directly in full size instead of doing any thumbnails. And I just very quickly got down a penciled sketch and quite quickly inked it. All in all, it's a better solution than what I originally intended, but it does show that it's a bit hurried, that it's not the most thought-out page, and it's inked in quite a hurry. I did try some new things that I'm not going to do again. This is the first one that I actually made space for some things to be done on the computer, which is the white text on black background. That's inverted, actually. I left spaces of white background and inked the text in black, and then I inverted it afterwards. I really want to keep away from that in the future because I want to keep the originals and perhaps sell some of them one day. Other than that, I'm pretty satisfied with the choices I left for the voters, because it's very different choices, and you get to choose quite fundamentally the direction of the story for a little while. And still, it's something that I can start working on before the vote is closed. Oh, yes, because I'm smart. So that's a new variation. So in conclusion, I'm not too happy with this page, but it's cool enough, and, you know, doing a weekly improvised comics means that you learn new stuff every week, and I certainly learned something this week. Talk to you next week. Bye-bye.